there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
From Andes to the Alps to Himalayas, from Congo to Mongolia and Wales, he shows hyenas, wombats, lemurs, beetles, bandicoots and beavers, pangolins and parrots, snails and whales. He always wears the same clothes. His programs, everybody knows, they are the best. They are the best. David Attenborough, we'll love him to the end. David Attenborough, he's every animal's friend. He strides across a glacier and dives under the sea. He toils through the rainforest to show it all to you and me. David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough. From mighty elephant to tiny ant, and also in the kingdom of the plants, he shows us all his expertise, often up a massive tree or standing on majestic mountain peaks. His voice is calm and reassuring, never ever condescending to us at home. We love him so. David Attenborough, he's standing by a bear. David Attenborough, he's pointing at a spider's lair. He shows the Venus flytrap close and tells us about the aardvark's nose. The Madagascan Bay of Bab, he told me of land hermit crabs. David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough. From trilobite to termite to penguin, from octopus to platypus to terrapin, he shows the frog triceratops, the sea urchin, the mighty ox, the pterodactyl and the dolphin. His love of natural history is obvious for all to see, he ought to know. He's a hero, David Attenborough, on a volcano's rim. David Attenborough, watching swordfish swim, comparing different mantis shrimp, or interacting with a chimp, feeding meat to a great white shark, his brothers in Jurassic Park. David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, David Attenborough, king of the nature program.
Well, we could just wrap it up there, really, couldn't we? Wonderful. But we shan't, for this is a playlist, and you have to tolerate 2 hours of it. And this is Def Leppard.
Comes to town.
gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Absolutely glorious stuff there from They Might Be Giants, as suggested by Papa Irish, so thank you very much for that. Fine, fine suggestion. They Might Be Giants, Birdhouse in Your Soul. Obviously, of course you knew that. Hello, welcome along. This is the playlist. Ahead of They Might Be Giants, you heard the mighty, mighty, and I will brook no argument on this discussion, Def Leppard, with Animal from 1987, as suggested by Swisslet. Thank you very much, Swisslet. And we opened up the show this week with a suggestion from Rachel that was... Now, I'm going to be completely honest, we aren't going to beat this in terms of artist name this week. There's no way, absolutely no way we can do it. Biscuit Head and the Biscuit Badgers with David Attenborough. Round of applause. In fact, tell you what... They get the clap. That's such a good band name. So thank you very much, Rachel, for that suggestion. Rachel also gets an award for preempting the theme and suggesting these tracks last week for the Monkey Man episode, and then I sort of forgot that she'd suggested them, and just happened that they fitted perfectly with this week's theme, which is, for every week there must be a theme, Lord Sir David Attenborough. Which, by the way, this isn't. But it was recorded by David Attenborough. This is The Lament of My Guitar. So there you go. Also suggested by Rachel. Rachel has slipped into the bed. Right, shall we crack on with some more music? This, as suggested by Mrs. Roy too, is 1 minute of Lin-Manuel Miranda on Sesame Street doing a rap about habitats. Obviously.
Open up your eyes, gonna show you where it's at as we take a look around at a new habitat. Don't need the hard sell, won't make a stump speech, cause this place is really awesome. Yeah, this habitat's the beach.
Are you sure you can live on the beach?
Sure, lots of birds do it.
They do?
Of course, if you live at the beach, you'll have ocean views, salty sea air, and fresh seafood anytime you want.
Wow.
Wow is right. This beach is so exciting and it's hardly ever dull. You can live next to a pelican or live next to a gull. There's lots of elbow room for your wings to expand. It's so fun to stick your big bird feet in the sand. Where's it at?
The beach, the beach.
That's a habitat.
The beach, the beach.
Where's it at?
The beach, the beach.
That's a habitat. That's a habitat. That's a habitat.
Wow, he's good.
This beach is so exciting and it's hardly ever dull. You can live next to a pelican or live next to a gull. There's lots of elbow room for your wings to expand. It's so fun to stick your big bird feet in the sand. Where's it at?
The beach, the beach.
That's a habitat.
The beach, the beach.
Where's it at?
The beach, the beach. That's a
habitat. Oh, shit! Get your towels ready, it's about to go down. Everybody in the place, hit the fucking deck. But stay on your motherfucking toes. We running this, let's go.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat. I'm on a boat, motherfucker, take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busted by night, wind whipping at my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker, cause I'm on a boat.
Picture trick, I'm on a boat, bitch. We drinking Santana champ, cause it's so crisp. I got my swim trunks and my flipping floppies. I'm flipping burgers, you at Kinko straight flipping cabbage.
I'm riding on a dolphin, doing flips and shit. The dolphin splashing, getting everybody all wet. But this ain't SeaWorld, this is real as it gets. I'm on a boat, motherfucker, don't you ever forget.
I'm on a boat and it's going fast and I got a nautical theme, patch me to Afghan. I'm the king of the world on a boat like Leo. If you own the show, then you show not me.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Christ.
What we do in the next few years will determine the next few thousand years. Thank you for your leadership so far.
The David Attenborough, the stem and the flow, the elbow stole to take the sabbatical or your radical soul, the redditing note, the reservoir dog, the David Letterman bot, the airwolf propeller control, the James Brown, you know I got soul, the Nike model for dames, bachelor parties, jawel, the rebel met de eigenaardige stijl en onafvolgbare flow, de bijna beef in de kleedkamer met Method Man naar de show. Ik hou mijn haar nu twee decennia netjes bij de barber Jojo. De grasmaai, de snellader, de ratdraai, de belhamel, de geef zero informatie door aan de roddelpers meldkamers. De extra flexiejongen, de ectomorf, in topvorm. De 100.000 kilo squatter, ik zeg je, ik ben in topvorm. De laat nooit meer over zich heen lopen, de fan van de witte Evoque Range Rover. De extreme makeover, de takeover, ik ben aan de betere hand. De partner in rijm van de nummer 1 van het land, jullie weten ervan.
Ga die eerst zo'n flow vastleggen dan dat zeggen, ja dag.
Hey, hou eventjes. De flow effortless, Rico leerde me sowieso wat rappen is, no cap in this. Ga niet stoer doen met Steffens of duur doen in Dubai. Kan een rap in een uur doen, nog een uur doen we er een hoek bij. Kunst is politiek, dus hoe hard ik ook kom. Ik kan dat spel niet altijd spelen, toch het hart op mijn tong. Ik ben het liefst in Zwolle, yo ik ben niet in orde. Ben nooit artiest geworden, dingen die mensen doen om gezien te worden. Ik doe mijn best om te verdwijnen met een paar diepe zakken. Je ziet me niet, maar ben productief, net de beat conductor. Geen nieuwe contacten, no new friends. Hernieuwde contracten, visie prachtig, groot hoeklens. Yo, rap voor vergevorderden. Sinds we druk maakten om afbakenen van ons territorium. De fans hoorden hem. Kill rappers en verses en in memoriam. In een crematorium, ga er vandoor in een DeLorean. All up in je poriën. We deden van alles. Gekke hassels, geen heilige bonen. Lang leven, er is meer dan tijd voor nodig. Soms besef ik later pas wat ik bedoel. Maar als jij me twijfelt, simpel, klap op je smoel.
That was Rico Guan and Styx with David Attenborough, as suggested by Seard. So thank you very much for that. Ahead of that was The Lonely Island on a Boat, suggested by Mrs. DDDZ. Thank you very much, Mrs. DDDZ. And ahead of that was Lin-Manuel Miranda rapping on Sesame Street about habitats. What could get more David Attenborough than that? So yes, welcome along to the playlist, this week's edition of the playlist, where our theme is Lord Sir David Attenborough. He is not, in fact, a lord, but I believe he should be. It's never too late to be a lord. You know, he could make some real change, but I suspect he doesn't care. But it was his birthday on Friday, and he was 100 years old. And I don't know how important he is outside the UK. I gather fairly, given that there's been a lot of celebration from all quarters about his 100th birthday. So hopefully, if you are not in the UK and you're listening to this and like, who is this David Attenborough fella and why do you care? Hopefully you'll just understand that we do care because he's like our granddad. He's been on our TVs. I mean, I've been watching David Attenborough documentaries since I was born on account of he's been making them since 1954. So, you know, a little while. Anyway, that's why the theme this week is Lord Sir David Attenborough. The Lonely Island track, by the way, on a boat, was suggested on the basis that Boaty McBoatface lost its name to Sir David Attenborough. So let's do a song about a boat, and I can't disagree with that logic. Absolutely not. There are some other interestingly chosen tunes this week. And I'm happy to play a lot of. In fact, I'm happy to play all of them because they're great. But some of the hoops that have been jumped through to come to the suggestion are just wonderful, and that's how I like it here on the playlist. This next one is fairly obvious. So thank you very much, Big Vimto, for suggesting an absolute banger, a fat tune, you might say. This is Left Field. Thank you.
because you're no longer in favor.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Ain't nothing working. Ain't nothing right. There's a hole in me that I can't fill, no matter how hard I try.
Is this thing on? Yes, yes, it is. Apparently the microphone wasn't on during the last link, which is why it just sounded like nonsense. I can only apologise. It was the fault of my app, obviously, because a good workman knows well enough to blame their tools. What have you just heard? So, you heard Left Field, Fat Planet, as suggested by Big Vimto. Thank you very much for that suggestion. Suggested because, of course, David, Lord Sir David, does like a fat trunk, shall we say. He does like the junk in the trunk. Then that was Reef, You're Old, which was a little cruel, I think, Ben Gray, but a fine tune nonetheless. Although he'd probably agree that he is quite old on account of being 100. I have that Reef track on single somewhere. Not on minidisc, though, sadly. Oh man, I could burn it to a minidisc, I suppose. Anyway, that's a reference for 1994 people to enjoy. And then you just heard Head P with Bartender. Head P, because the P-E at the end of the name stands for Planet Earth. And, a lot of the tracks this week have taken that theme and just been all about planets and that. That's a different theme, people. Good Lord. Anyway, this next one here on the playlist. I'm Darren, by the way. Welcome along if you've just joined us. You've missed absolutely everything. And I hope you're sad about that. This next one is esoteric, I think, is the correct word for it. There's a couple in this week that are quite esoteric, but this next one was suggested by White Wolf, and is I suppose technically it classes as music, but realistically it's 1 minute and 39 seconds of something unusual. This is Jack Rundle with The Indoctrination of Sir David Attenborough.
Do you remember, David, anything about the night before last? Try to cast your mind back.
We lit a fire.
Yes, we lit a fire. That's what we did. We lit a fire. But there was something else too.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
Yes, we roasted some goat's flesh. We lit a fire and we roasted some goat's flesh. Now repeat after me. We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
Very good. Now say it with me.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
We lit a fire
and roasted some goat's flesh.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh.
We lit a fire and roasted some goat's flesh. Now stop. I've heard quite enough of your exploits. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You lit a fire
and roasted some goat's flesh.
Yes, that's even worse. You roasted some goat's flesh like a barbarian. Now go to your room, and I want you to think long and hard about what you've done.
Ah, the
playlist
has always been celebrated for its excellence.
I'm gonna be
Absolutely glorious stuff from Bob Marley and the Wailers there. Iron Lion Zion, as suggested by Cara. Thank you very much, Cara. Ahead of that was Jack Rundle with The Indoctrination of Sir David Attenborough. And yeah, technically, I suppose that's music. But realistically, it's artistic, isn't it? Did it make you feel something? In which case, it's art. Thank you very much, White Wolf, for that fine suggestion. I like to get something a bit different in the ears of the listeners. So thank you very much for that suggestion. That is the most odd piece that I'll be playing this week. However, it's not the only esoteric piece that I'm playing this week. Another one of those is coming up in a couple of tracks' time. But first, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks and Floating Onion, this is Toto.
Thank you.
has chosen because Lord Sir David has been to Africa a number of times, and that is undeniably true. That was Toto with Africa. Thank you very much, Real Ale Rocks and Floating Onion, for that fine suggestion. This is the playlist. That was Toto, and this, as suggested by Andy Fish, is Embrace. I bet you've not thought of Embrace for probably 10 years, have you? Anyway, this is a nice tune.
I tried to fight the feeling took me down. I struggled and I lost the day you knocked me out. Now everything's got meaning, the meanings bring me down. I'm watching as a screening of my life plays out.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show. And the walls kept tumbling down. The city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, yeah.
settled around us, and walls kept tumbling down on the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, raining dollars from above. But if you close your eyes, about this,
I might make it my mission to see if I can find an actual proper stereo recording of that, because it's wonderful. That was Bastille with Freya Ridings and an arrangement by Hans Zimmer of their version, their track Pompeii. That was used in the Planet Earth 3 soundtrack, the score to Planet Earth 3. He did a version of it, the chap from Bastille, I forget his name because I'm not a very professional broadcaster. He did a version of that same arrangement without Freya Ridings for the David Attenborough 100th birthday celebrations at the Royal Albert Hall last week, which was really lovely. And if you have access to the iPlayer, go and watch it. It's really nice. Just 90 minutes of everybody telling David Attenborough how lovely he is, and he's in the audience. Well, he's up in one of the balconies, up in one of the boxes, and it was just, you know, it was just really nice. It was a really nice hour and a half. So yeah, I heartily recommend going to watch it. Anyway, thank you very much to DDDZ. Is it Dodds? I guess it's Dodds, but with D's. Anyway, thank you very much for that suggestion. That was really lovely. But like I say, it sounded like it was recorded through a cardboard tube. It was really odd, really compressed, which is a shame. But hey-ho, we shall persevere. Like the horrors, we shall persist. This next track was suggested by Rollo Treadway. And, oh, sorry, prior to the Bastille track was Embrace with Nature's Law, as suggested by Andy Fish. As this next track was suggested by Rollo Treadway. Rollo's suggested this track several times, with a plus one from Swisslet on a number of occasions, or most occasions, I think, actually. And I thought this week, do you know what? I'm going to play it. All 6.5 minutes of Farmer in the City by Scott Walker. It fits the theme because of reasons. Also has a remarkably slow intro. I haven't forgotten to fade it up.
Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21, 21. Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21, 21. This night you are mistaken. I'm a farmer in the city. Dark farmhouses against the sky. Every night I must wonder why. harness on the left nail keeps wrinkling and wrinkling. Then higher above me is
forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and...
Listen to the playlist.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Absolutely splendid late 90s new metal vibes. That was Shed From The Body with Nature's Weapons, as suggested by Alice McAlice Pants. Thank you very much, Alice. Ahead of that was Frenzel Rom with Bird Attack from 2011, suggested by Mr. Andrew D. Frenzel Rom were one of those bands that I knew that I'd get on with, but never actually got any of their stuff that wasn't on the Fat Records samplers. I really should change that because I enjoyed that enormously. It was very silly and very good fun. So thank you very much, Mr. Andrew D, for that suggestion. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and ahead of the top of the hour, you heard all 6.5 minutes of Farmer in the City by Scott Walker. It fits the theme, according to Rollo, because A, it mentions animals, B, it's about a filmmaker, and C, Attenborough recently made a show about animals in the city. And you can't argue with that. It fits the theme, therefore, it fits the show. Thank you very much, Rollo. An absolutely remarkable suggestion. I'm only sad that I didn't play it the previous, like, 5 times it was suggested, because it was great. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much for joining us this week. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. Our theme this week is Lord Sir David Attenborough celebrating his 100th birthday. A few days late, but what are you going to do? Oh, the White Wolf has slipped into my bed now. Of course, at the point at which it's gone to the bit that no one recognises. This is Area Code 615 with Stone Fox Chase, which is, of course, the theme, or was used as the theme, to the old Grey Whistle Test. And the reason White Wolf suggested it is because the show was commissioned by Lord Sir David Attenborough when he was the controller of BBC Two. So thank you very much, White Wolf. A fine suggestion for a bed. Right, this next one was suggested by Julian Lawson and is another astonishing piece of music. This is really lovely. This is from Anoni, is 4 Degrees.
It's only 4 degrees, it's only 4 degrees. It's only 4 degrees, it's only 4 degrees. It's only 4 degrees, it's only 4 degrees. It's only 4 degrees, it's only
I wanna bend them.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Voltaire there with Nag Nag Nag, as chosen because David Attenborough does have a tendency to nag us about the environment and that. No, it was suggested by Sod's lawyer on the basis that, oh, I've got it in a different page. Chris Watson was / is a member of Cabaret Voltaire and went on to, amongst other things, do the sound recording for various David Attenborough documentaries. So there we go. It fits the theme. It's in the show. Thank you very much, Sod's lawyer. Apparently, I managed to play a previously unheard demo version of that track, which fortunately Sod's Lawyer seems to appreciate, but it does irritate me when I do that. Anyway, what are you going to do? Music's good if the music's good. This next one was suggested by Giflian on account of, I assume, because Lord Sir David Attenborough is every Briton's beloved grandfather, all 65 million of us, that would make Lord Sir David the most heterosexual man in the world. And therefore, this is Odds with Heterosexual Man.
Too.
Well, that was tremendous. That was Concrete Blonde with Joey, as suggested by Arakin. And as Arakin points out in their message, but his name is David, and he's not blonde, nor indeed is he made of concrete. In actual fact, the link to the theme is a suggestion in tribute to the animals he, quote, killed when he became controller of BBC Two in 1965, the channel's mascots Hullabaloo and her Joey Custard. I did not know that. So thank you very much, Arakin, for bringing that to my attention. They did also post a link to a YouTube video, which I did not watch, if I'm honest, because I didn't notice it until this evening. Because, you know, I am a professional, if nothing else. I am, of course, Darren, and this is, of course, The Playlist. And this next track was suggested by Steph, so thank you very much, Steph, for suggesting Dreamcatcher with Maison, he said, in a French accent.
Thank you. than the head of a recluse. Let's execute the chess move. Get dead, it's time to get loose. Let's fall, praise to the stars. Rhythm within the bar, that's a seminar. Like cinema, quite similar. Indeed, speed like centipede. Show stamina, give stimuli. Flash images within your eye. Observe the hit, you learn from it. You notice the knowledge is permanent. Preeminent, prominent, ominent. To win it, with discipline dominant. Doing the diligence, choosing a musical instrument. Using the views of a militant. With eloquence, but still intense. Standing still on elephants that move with grace and steadiness. Through jagged cliffs of amethyst. The planet is a capsule ship in outer space that travels in the path intended by the sun that rules the nine of jewels. A rhyme of genuine, I'ma send you home. Using the time continuum. Making experiments based in the spirit of Native American Indians. Seeking intelligence, seeing a delicate system of cellular synthesis. The mental attempt to defend and protect it against the agenda of simpleton. Escape when they lose the earth. Using a vessel eventually add a velocity into infinity. Starting a colony deep in the galaxy. Must be the aim of astronomy. Crooked economy killing ecology. Pillaging property to the appropriate party. Is profiting properly. Probably isn't the positive policy. Journey eternally into the chemical chasm of human anatomy. How do symmetrical spherical particles mesh and assemble a part of me? Notice the atom's autonomy. Physically mimicking that of the planets and gravity. Study your arteries. See similarities bonding your body with botany. Ridges and tracks to carry trains. Similar to capillaries, veins. Visible ripples and rivers that travel in waves. Unraveling links. Mapping the maze and the map is amazing. A massive and immaculate matrix. A station enabling civilization. A.K.A. the spaceship.
Not be much into the rap, but you've got to be impressed with that kind of performance. That was wonderful. That was DJ Format featuring Eden with Spaceship Earth. And I believe the term is spitting rhymes, but I don't know because I'm not cool enough to know these things. That was suggested by Davybot. Thank you very much, Davybot. Ahead of that, Dreamcatcher Maison from 2022, as suggested by Astronomerit. Thank you very much, Steph. That is a K-pop song about climate change. David, Lord Sir David, very keen on climate change, or, you know, not climate change, very keen on the opposite of climate change. Very conservative on climate change, it's fair to say. Yes, this is the playlist for another 27 minutes now, where our theme this week is Lord Sir David Attenborough, because why wouldn't it be? It's all going very swimmingly, I believe. So this next track was suggested by CC Ferry. So thank you very much, CC Ferry, for suggesting World Party by World Party.
Coming. playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on. I can't stand in line at the store, the mean little people are such a bore, but it's all right.
And you're right to like birds. Birds are excellent. Birds are really... Do you know what? I've hit a point in my middle-agedness where I'm kind of pondering buying one of those books that you can tick off when you see different types of bird. Just if nothing else, to give me an excuse to go out over the forest at the weekends. A cromulent excuse that won't get me arrested. Thank you very much to Dr. Caitlin Swisslet for that suggestion. A fine suggestion and no mistake. Ahead of that, World Party with, well, World Party, as suggested by CC Ferry. Thank you very much, Kieran. Another fine suggestion you've gotten us into. This is the playlist. I've got another 20 minutes, 19 minutes thereabouts. So if you've only just joined us, I'm sorry, but you've missed all the fun. And I'm not going to let you listen to the archive. No, you've missed out. Anyway, this next track. Now, I'm not allowed to play favourites. Every track I play is my favourite song I've ever heard in the style of a BBC DJ. This next track is genuinely one of my favourite pieces of music ever recorded, and I will never ever tire of it. And so thank you very much to Troggy for suggesting it, possibly because I was going on about how much I love this track and no one had suggested it. I mean, I was going to play it anyway, but thank you very much, Troggy, for putting it down as their suggestion. From 2005's Tack, this is the absolutely magnificent Sigur Rós, as taken from the first series of Planet Earth. This is Hoppy Polla.
Thank you.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The Playlist.
Souls who have gone away before.
To Sheepnik for that suggestion. That was Layla McCullough with A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. Right, so on to matters of great, great importance. Next week's theme. So next week's theme is a guest theme, another guest theme. I'm pretty sure I remember who it was that suggested it too. Next week's theme is rumours, and that was suggested by Sod's lawyer. At least I think it was Sod's lawyer. It's a couple of weeks back now, and I don't write these things down. I just happen to remember them. Yes, I'm quite the memory man. Memory man. Just ask me to remember anything, and I might. I'll forget this link by the end of the next one. Right, onwards with the track. So yes, next week's theme is rumours. Get your suggestions at me with hashtag the playlist suggestion, and we will have 2 hours of Fleetwood Mac. This next one was suggested by Mr. Andrew D. He gets 2 tracks because the Franz or Rom one was only a minute and a half long. This is DC by Died Pretty. But how does that fit the theme, I hear you scream? Well, it's up to you to figure it out. once again, thank you for joining us this week. This has been The Playlist, and I have been Darren. And the theme this week has been the good Lord Sir David Attenborough. And I think the music has been absolutely phenomenal. That was DC by Died Pretty. And Mr. Andrew D suggests that it fits the theme because David Attenborough's name begins with a D and C is the Roman numeral for 100. So therefore, it fits, it sits. Thank you very much. Excellent. Right, I will leave you with this final suggestion from Nikki Quote, which is a glorious piece of music. And I nearly played it earlier, but then I thought, no, I'll finish on it because it's lovely. This is The Divine Comedy with Life on Earth. I will catch you fine, fine folks next week, where our theme will be rumours. Ciao, ciao.
Build your coffin of balsa wood. Spend all that you earn. When you go, you are gone for good, never to return. Always to thine own self be true, not to fools like me, who change their minds for the sake of rhyming schemes. Au revoir, joie, bonjour, tristesse.
Father! finest.
Has always been celebrated for its excellence.